No, but loyte heder. Why does the pasuk have to say return sorrow? Because she's the wife of a navi. Even if the husband, if Avram wouldn't have been a navi, still she's an eishes ish. You have to return her. Why does the pasuk have to say eishes hanavi? The answer is like this: Ela k'diyomer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, diyomer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, omer Reb Yonasan, hachi kam aloi. This is what Hashem told back to Avimelech. V'yato enau hoshev es eishes ish mikol makom. You have to return sorrow no matter what. She's an eishes ish. She's a married lady. She has a husband. You have to return. You can't live with her. Udukamrit. For that you said Avimelech. Hagoy gam tzadik taroig, will you kill a tzadik? In other words, I'm a tzadik. I didn't do anything wrong. I thought that she is a sister, so she's mutter to me. Halay Hashem said back, no, there's something wrong with you. Halay you oimeli. Achoisi, that's it, you Avimelech say, that I'm an honest, because Avram said that she was his sister. So the answer is no. Hashem said back, Navihu. Yishna Avram Avinu was a Navi. Was that that he answered to you to say that it's a sister wasn't a real lie? He did it for a reason. The reason why he did it was umimach lomad. He learned from you. He was afraid of you. He saw the questions you were asking, and he saw the way you were going to take her away anyway. And if Avram would have said that Sarah is my wife, Avram knew that you would have killed him. So as bekuach nefesh, he lied and said she's a sister. Why? Because achsanoi shabol yir. If a guest comes into the city. Aliski achilu shtiya shalom oisoi. It's normal to ask him. Well, it was a ksas sheker. Ksas. Right? He tried his best. But it had to was the kuch nefesh. Because, like this, when a guest comes into the city, what you ask him is, do you have a place to eat? Do you have a place to drink? These are the questions he asks. But klum shalom oisoi. Ishtu chazu achois chazu. What kind of question is that? Is this lady here your wife or she your sister? You don't ask those questions. A guest just came in. Is that the first question you ask? So Avraham Avinu understood from you that you want her. And no matter what I tell you, you're going to take her. The only difference is, if I'll say she's my wife, Avraham will go. But he'll kill Avraham. If he says that she's a sister, he'll let Avraham live. So that's why Avraham said he's a sister. But really, Avraham learned from you, knows you acted not nice. So in other words, you should have had more derech eretz, and therefore you yourself should have learned better, and you yourself shouldn't have come to take a sarah. So that's called oimer mutar, even though you think it's mutar, there's a complaint against you, you should have learned better, you should have known more. Therefore, mikan from here, sheben noyach nerag, a goy is killed, shehoy loy lumoy loy lomad. Even when a goy says oimer mutar, it's not called an honest to say that he should be potter from Yisrael, but rather it's called korav lemezid. It's called a tain upon him. He should have learned better. There's no excuse. I thought it was mutter. You thought it was mutter because you didn't have derech eretz yourself. So therefore, oimer mutar takalak rava is called a korav lemezid. That's why the melech deserved to be killed. Right. Now the Mishnah says, Hasuma. Ain't a goyla divrei Reb Yehuda. If a blind person kills somebody b'shegeg, he's parted from Golis. Rabbi Meir loy megol. No, he goes to Golis. We'll see what the machloekus is. Ha soina, your enemy, somebody you hate, ain't a goyla. If you kill him, even though you say he did it b'shegeg, still you're parted from Golis. Rabbi Yosi Yomer ha soina nerek. More than that, not only you're parted from Golis, but you're killed. If somebody kills his enemy, we know for sure you had intentions to do it. And therefore you consider the mazid and will have you killed. Even though there was no hasra, that's Rabbi Yosi Shita, l'nitnu hasra and l'avchin b'shegeg l'mazid. And since you hate the person, for sure you knew what you were doing, you meant to kill him. B'vnei shukamuit, that since he's your enemy, for sure you meant to kill him. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, it depends. Yes soina goyla v'yes soina shen goyla. Sometimes an enemy goes to Golis if you kill him, and sometimes not. Zeh haklal, this is the klal. Anytime from what happens, we could say that maybe you meant to do it. And let's say you're lifting up or you're lowering down a barrel, and all of a sudden you slipped out of your hands. So there we'll say, most probably you meant to do it. That since you hate the person underneath, then most probably you did it intentions. But b'shleir ledas, in the case where the Gemara says if the rope snaps, not that you dropped it, but the rope snapped, cut, that you can't do. That for sure is a shegeg. In such a case, then you would go to Golis. Depends upon what happens. If we could see that it was your fault, you're potter from Golis. But if we see that it's really in Shoigeg, then you'll be Chayav Golis. Tana Rabban, what like this? The Pasuk says, Beloy Rois, that you did not see now. The Rashi says, the Mashma Kan Lero, you killed somebody and you did not see him. Avaroye b'makam acher, b'mashma you do see someplace else. Therefore, plat l'summa divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Shita, that a summa blind person is potter from Golis. The Pasuk says you have to be able to see. Just right now you did not see the person you killed. Rabbi Meir Oymer, b'loy royis bids l'rabbus is a summa, the opposite. The Talmud Sechidish, even a summa goes to Golis. Now, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? The Yechsev, it says in the Pasuk, v'asher yovo yesroyeyu b'yar. General statement. You meet your friend in a forest. Afilu summa. Mashm anybody, even a summa. If a summa goes into the forest to chop wood, and by mistake the wood kills somebody, Poshit is also chayav golis. But then the Pasuk comes and says, also b'loy rois. It says then that you do not see him now. Mashma, that other places you could see, that's miyatei. That takes out a summa. That's a yudishita summa spotter from golis. Rabbi Meir, he holds like this. B'loy rois true lamayit. It says you do not see now. Mashmi, you could see other places, so Asuma should be potter. But then it says b'vli das, you do not know what's happening right now. It's also lamayit to exclude Asuma, that Asuma does not know b'chlal what's doing. It says so. Have a miyat achamiyat. There's like two times the pasuk takes out Asuma, and the klal is v'yein miyat achamiyat el l'rabbis. Like for what purpose did the Torah say it a second time? If just to exclude a summa, it's enough one time. It says that twice teach us even a summa. That's Rabbi Meir Shita, that a summa is chayav golis. For the Gemara of Yehuda, the Vlidas, what does he do with the post of Vlidas? Obviously, he does not need it to take out a summa, because he has the first posik of B'loy Royce. So the answer is, like we have before, Prat L'Miskavin U'Diyosa. He says the Vlidas is excluding the case where you're a Miskavin. Case we have a behemoth next to another case of Pratla Miskavin. Now, Rabbi Yossi Yoyme Hasoni Neri. Yossi says, if the person you killed was your enemy, so then we say you did it amazed and we'll have you killed. For the Gemara question, but still, Volei Asrabei, there was no Hasra, nobody warned him. Like we're talking about now, there was no Hasra there. It's a Shalom, maybe you're even a Shegeg. Just you're saying, since he's your enemy, we'll say you meant it. But still, nobody warned you. So Moran says, Masnitsin, the Rabbi Yossi, now mission is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he. The Tanya we learned, like before we had two Rabbi Yossis, but at least Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that we learned, the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, Chover, a person that knows the Halacha, ain't Sarech Hasro. He does not have to be warned before he does the Avera to receive the punishment. Why? Lefish Lenitnu Hasro, Elo Lahavchin, Ben Shoigig Lemesid. The whole pasha of Asra is only to warn somebody that he should not be able to say, I'm a shaygig. I did not realize it's Asra. That's what the Torah says to give Asra. But in the case where you know the halacha yourself, so like here, if he's your enemy, you know what you're doing. We say he's your enemy, you want to kill him. So therefore, since you have intentions to do it, you're amazed, you know what you're doing, there's no p'tur of Asra. You do not need Asra. If two Adim saw what happened, Bezim will have you killed. Rabbi Shimon Oymer, yes, Sainagul. Shimon says it depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Tanya learned like this. Ketzad Amr Rabbi Shimon. How does Rabbi Shimon say this? That yes, Sainagul, sometimes he goes to Golis. For yes, Sainagul. Nifsak, if the string Nifsak snaps, then he goes to Golis. If the string snap, so we say you do not do it intentionally. You can't do it to make it snap. It ripped by itself. That's a shaygeg, you go to Golis. Nishma, if it slipped out of your hand, then ain't a goyla. Then you do not go to Golis. If it slipped out of your hand, then we'll say it's karv lemezid, therefore you're potter from Golis. You don't get misa according to this man, the quote of Shimon, because there was no hasura. But I call upon him, it's karv lemezid, you're potter from goyla. For the more astira, for a tiny word like this, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, li'olam ain't a goyla, there's never a case of Golis, at sheyishmat mechatzolay miyadai. Until the roller slips out of your hand. Mashmi, if it's nifsak, if it slips, snaps, you're always potter. The only time you're ever chayav golis mashmi, even by an oyev or by a soina, it's only if it's yishmat, if it slips out of your hand. So, kasha nifsak anisak, there's a theory about nifsak. Here, according to Rav Shimon, nifsak, if it snaps, there's never a chiyuv golus. And before we said by Yisayna, if it snaps, you are chayuv golus. And kasha nishmat anishmat. Here it's mashma nishmat is always a chayuv chiyuv golus. And before we said by Yisayna, nishmat is not chayuv golus. So Gemara answers, nifsak anifsak lakasha. So it's a big question, how are you gervish? Rashi and the Bach change around the girsa. Rashi says the girsa right now should be it should be nifsak on nifsak lakasha. We have one second, that's our girsa. Rashi has in the further nishmat on nishmat lakasha. The first one is answering nishmat, if it slips on slipping there's no question. One is talking about your friend, and one is talking about your enemy. And nifsak on nifsak Rashi has the gish should be lakash also for Rabbi Barabonin. When we answer nishmat on nishmat, that the answer is for Rabbi Barabonin. Rashi explains like this. Ho diktoni nishmat go, the word slips. You do go to golis, be oyev. It was your friend. We're not afraid you did it bedas. That's what it says, nishmat, you do not go to golis, that's by your enemy. So that's the first teretz. Of nishmat where it slips out, ho b'yoyiv, ho b'soyna. If he's your friend, then even though it slips, you're chayiv golus. If he's your enemy, then if it slips, you're potter. Then nifsak and nifsak where it snaps, if you're chayiv or not, that's Gemara says, chol machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanan. Where the string snaps, that's like when you're chopping wood with your axe, the metal goes flying off. If it snaps, you're like holding on to the string, and the other half of the string goes flying off. That's the machlokes we had before in the Mishnah, where the nishmat ha-bazel, nishmat ha-bazel mikitoi, that Rebbe says, ain't a gerva. Here also, if it's nifsak, if the string snaps, according to Rebbe, you'll never go to golus. That's like korv oinis, that's like where the metal goes flying off from your axe. And the brisa that says, you would go to golus, that goes according to the Rabbanan Shita, that they held in a case where you have an axe, and you're chopping wood, and the axe, the metal itself goes flying off, still that's called a good shayge to be chayev golus. See here also, if you're lowering down a barrel, and the string snaps, even though it snaps, which is doima to the metal, go flying, still you be chayev golus. Therefore there's no stira. The place that says yapata goes according to Rebbe, where it says yechayev goes according to the Rabbanim. Now that's not called such an oinus. Now the Mishnah says, Lehechen gerlin, if you kill somebody, b'shoigeg, that we learned before, you go to Golis, where do you go? Where is Golis? Where is the Yoram Miklat? So you go to Yoram Miklat, there are special cities set aside to protect you. It protects you from the Gerel Adam, it's not permissible to kill you there. Now, L'shola Shebevra Yardain, or L'shola Shebevra Kanan. There were three special cities in Eretz, in Evra Yardain, before they went to Eretz Israel, and three in Eretz Israel itself. We'll see why it's not even, should have been equally. There were 9.5 Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael, and only 2.5 in Eivra Yardin. Why does Eivra Yardin have the same amount as Eretz Yisrael? So we'll see in the Gemara. Shinam the Pasuk says, Eis Shaloish He'orim Titnu Me'Eivra Yardin, V'Eis Shaloish He'orim Titnu Be'Eretz Kanoan, Mashma 3 in Eivra Yardin and 3 in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Achla Nifru Shalosh Eretz Yisrael, before Yeshua, before they conquered Eretz Yisrael and set aside the three cities in Eretz Yisrael, Lohoyu Shalosh Eivra Yardin Koletis. Even though the three in Eivra Yardin were set aside way before, even in Moshe Rabbeinu's times, but still did not take effect, it would not protect you yet. Why? Shenem the Pasuk says, Sheish Ore Mikla Tienu. You need 6 cities. That means Ad Sheyiyu Sheshton Koletis Kiachas. Until you have all 6 working together. So before they conquered Eretz Yisrael and set aside the three they already set aside in Eivra Yardin have no power. That would not protect the murderer. Umuchuvenes lehem drachim. That has perfect roads going to the Or Miklat. The person should not get lost on the way. That would be nice straight roads with signs on it telling them which way to the Or Miklat. Mizuluzu, like from one to another. Shneimer, the pasuk says, "Tochin l'cho aderech, prepare the way for the person." Now, v'shilashto, and divide it up by 3s. Now we'll see in the Gemara, like you divide up the 3 cities in 3 parts of the land. Like there's a third land between each city to the next city. Now, also the Mishnah says, When we send the Horak to the Orem Miklat, when after Bez and Paskin, that this Reuven killed B'Shegig, he has to go to the Orem Miklat, so when they sent him there, two Talmid HaChomim went along with him. He had to have an escort of two people. Why? Shema Yargena B'Derech. We're afraid maybe the Goel Adom will come and meet him on the way, going to the Orem Miklat and kill him. So therefore, if Yadav Reilov, if he has two people with him, Talmid HaChomim, they'll talk to the Goel Adom and say, listen, he only did a B'Shegig, don't kill him, let him go to the Orem Miklat, and they will stop the Goel Adom. Rabbi Meir Oimer, to show what the Girsu is af or who, if he goes af means he agrees that there are two Tamechomim, he just says that the Reuven himself speaks to the Goel Adom. If he goes just who, you take out the word af, it means Rabbi Meir is arguing on the Tanakama. Rabbi Meir is saying, who medaber the Atzmoi? You do not have to have two Tamechomim with him, it's enough just the Reuven. The Horak goes himself, and if he meets up with the Goel Adom, he himself will talk to him. He'll explain to him what happened. Shneimer the pasuk says, "V'zed devar ha-ratzeach." These are the words of the ratzeach. Mashma the ratzeach himself speaks up and protects himself. Tells the Goel Adom, "It wasn't my fault. It was a shaygig. Leave me alone. I'm doing the mitzvah now. I'm going to the Orem Miklat. You can't touch me now." So it's enough just for the ratzeach himself to speak up. We do not need two talmid chachamim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudu Oimer, v'tchila. As soon as Bezin finds out that somebody killed somebody, right away, echad shegir, whether you did it b'shegir, echad b'mezid, makdim l'yor miklet. Right away, Bezin tells the Horak, go to the Or Miklat. For your protection, save yourself from the Goel Adom right away. Then, u'bezin sholchan mevi anoysim misham. Then, when it comes to time to have your court case, then Bezin takes you out of Or Miklat and brings you to the Bezin. And Mishin is Chayev Golis Machzir Noiselimkaymai. If Bezin comes out of Psak, you only killed B'Shegeg. You do not deserve to be killed. You only have to go to Golis. So we put you in Golis. Machzir Noiselimkaymai. Yeshinem Raposik. Mishin is Chayev Mises Bezin. Mishin is Chayev Mises Bezin Horgeil. If Bezin comes out, he killed the Mezid, and there was a Hasro, so we have him killed. If he's not chayiv misa at all, Bezin frees him. And Mishin is chayiv golus. So Bezin came out with the psak that he killed B'Shegeg, that deserves to go to golus. We return him back to his place. This is the proof that he was already in Or Miklat. Shneim the pasuk says v'heishivu oisai ho'eda el ir miklatoi, that they returned him back to the Or Miklat. Mashma that before the psak din, he also was sent to the Or Miklat. As soon as there's a shaila, if somebody killed or not, right away Bezin tells him, go to the Or Miklat. Later we call you out to have the Pesach Din. Whenever we come out, that's what we do. We'll see about it. We'll learn about it soon. Tana Rabban, work like this. Shalosh Orim Hivdil Moshe B'Evra Yadin. Three cities in Evra Yadin, like the Mishnah says, Moshe Rabbeinu set aside. Ukinegdom, just opposite them, Hivdil Yeshua Beretz Kanan. In Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua set aside three more cities. They're mamma straight across, like two rows in a vineyard. It was a straight path you could go from one to another. Chevron b'Yehuda. Chevron was in Eretz Yisrael. Kineged Betza b'Midbar. That was Kineged Betza they did in the Midbar in Yardin. Shechem b'Har Ephraim, that was in Eretz Yisrael. Kineged Ramoth b'Gilad. Kodesh b'Har Naphtali. Kineged Golin Baboshin. These were the three and three. Then the pasuk says Vishilashto. What does that mean? Divide them up equally by thirds. That means Shiyu Mishaloshin. That means they divide it up by thirds. Shiyu Midorim LeChevron. From the south side of Chevron is the same amount of space of land Kimichevron LeShchem as from Chevron to the next Orem Miklat. O Mechevron LeShchem Kimishchem LeKodesh. O Mishchem LeKodesh Kimikodesh LeTzofen. In other words, you divide up the land, let's say it's 20 miles, so what, every third, you put another city, an Or Miklat. Yeah. Now the question is now, B'Evra HaYarden Tlos, Beretz Yisrael Tlos, how come? How could it be that in Evra HaYarden you only had 2.5 Shavatim living there? In Eretz Yisrael you have 9.5 Shavatim living there. So what's the proportion to have three cities here and three cities there? You should have much more cities in Eretz Yisrael. The answer is Amabaya the Gilo Shchichi Reitzchim. And Gilo Nevra Yarden, that was a place that a lot of murder was there. So therefore, they needed the same amount of cities as the whole Eretz Yisrael needed.